Hello, this is Zach.
Hi, Zach. This is Joyce calling from Local Splash. I hope that you're doing well. I'm calling to provide you a quick update of your account. Is this the best time to talk?
Yeah, what's the update?
Okay. So we are done with the content creation and directory submission as part of brand awareness and online exposure. Your Google Business Profile, which is finished with the optimization. Okay, we're now moving into the continuous optimization phase to help improve your visibility and ranking. A few things to keep in mind about ranking. Ranking takes time and it needs consistency. Okay, it's normal not to see the immediate changes, but we're building a strong foundation. What you can do now is to start gathering more positive reviews. It can help influence your visibility, credibility, and conversion potential. We have crafted as well and sent you a review request template, okay, that you can provide to your happy clients or happy customers. And we encourage you to continue sharing us, okay, pictures of your actual work, okay? They will be useful for future contents we create and the optimization. We also encourage you to regularly log in to your dashboard to help monitor the traffic and conversions in real time. If I may ask, have you downloaded the Local Splash app yet?
Yeah, I have it downloaded.
Okay, that's good to know. Your website is live. Okay, and feel free to take a look at it, and if you have modification requests or updates, you'd like to make, just let us know. Or if you'd like to make some edits yourself, the website editor button is in your dashboard. I can also send you a My Site or website tutorial, okay, so you can be familiarized with the interface, how to edit, okay, how to republish, okay, the content of your website. So yeah, now that we have laid the SEO foundation, we'll be shifting more focus on the content strategy, okay? And also, I would like to remind you that we still need admin access to your Facebook page.
Yeah, I did do that. I did give access, but my business page is linked with my main Facebook page, so I gave you guys access to my Facebook page, which should be linked to that.
Oh, okay.
So how does that work?
Okay. Let me see here.
'Cause I did go in and give you the steps. I also give you access to the Yelp account that I have. I mean, I saw the instructions. It says to go to the settings, and then you go to who can manage access, or yeah, manage.
Okay.
And then I put it on there. I'm not sure I'd be doing it twice at this point.
Okay, because we use Leadsy, okay, to initiate the connection. So I'll check with our Facebook team here, okay.
Yeah, 'cause I'm pretty sure I did that. I spent like a couple hours doing that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, let me check this real quick. By the way, did you enter our business ID to add us or?
Yeah, it says splash something dot com. I think it was like a link.
Okay, let me see.
I'll actually look it up right now. I should have it on my email.
Okay.
So right here it says how to add our admin, and then I would put in biz.yelp.com.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that is for the Yelp.
Yeah, I did the Yelp one, and then I did the Google, the Facebook one too. But if you guys can't find it, that means I'll have to do it again. I don't know. I should check my Facebook right now to see if you guys are under management. Let me see.
Sure, sure.
So I do have email to do the Facebook one, and it wants me to connect to Meta Facebook. Should I just try to do it again?
Yes, please. Yeah, because I still do not see the connection in here.
Yeah, I'm going to have to do it again. So okay. Will that work if it's, because that's how my business page is set up, through my original page.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to grant you access to my original page, right?
Yes, yeah, well, it's requiring you to log in to your personal Facebook, the one that is, used to link to your business Facebook. It doesn't mean that, you know, you will have access to that, account. Once you log in, you have option to choose, okay, what page you want to grant us access.
Right. Yeah, I do remember doing that. That's so weird. All right, I'll try it again.
Okay.
If that's what you guys want.
Okay. Yeah, because if you did this last time, I think, you know, it wasn't successful, that we did not not notified about it. Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Because we will see alerts from our end, so.
Okay, so I'll make sure to do that then.
Okay. Yeah, I really appreciate that, Zach. So as soon as we get access to your business Facebook page, we can get the ads running, okay? And if you wanted to preview your ads, you can log into your local splash dashboard. and then navigate to the Add Campaigns tab. Okay. And also for pictures, if you wanted to upload pictures, you can do that, okay, through the local dashboard or local splash dashboard. Yeah. And as for Facebook, if there's like specific photos you wanted us to use there, just send the photos via email to support@localsplash.com and indicate that it's for Facebook. It's for Facebook ad. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think I do. I did upload some photos to the Splash account, and then I've seen it being used on the website.
Yes, yes. That we do have actually a few photos.
But I'm going to post some more then if that's what you guys want.
Yes, yes, Zach. Because we also like post content to your Google profile at least, you know, once or twice per week. So we wanted to have our content to maybe, you know, have unique photos.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So, yeah, that is all for me here, Zach. If there's anything that we need to report to you, we will let you know. Okay. And let me know if you have any questions for me, though.
Yeah. I noticed, how long does it take for my, because I remember I was told in the beginning that, I would be seeing my company name on the first ones when I look it up on Google, but I still don't see it. Mm-hmm. I don't know how long that takes or.
Okay. Yeah, regarding the ranking of your Google business profile, Zach, it actually depends on the Google's algorithm. So, currently, we're not yet ranking, okay, on the first 5 pages on Google. We're ranking on the 6th page, okay. So, yeah, we're still doing the optimization in order to further elevate your ranking. And also, one thing I noticed about your Google business profile is we don't have enough review. Okay, so we need to work on getting more positive reviews. I think 3 weeks ago, you got like 4-star reviews on your Google profile. So, yeah,
Okay. Oh, all right. All right, I guess. So right now you would say I'm on the 6th page, you said?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
That is correct. That we're ranking 20th on the 6th page.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And you're saying the more reviews, the more up you go?
Yes, that's right. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, because we have seen, like, you know, there is so much competition in the areas that we're targeting. So, yeah, one thing to really help us, you know, further elevate is, you know, is that the review, to improve your overall rating on Google.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. That's all the question I have.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, and also if you can contact that, you know, the one that gave you 4-star reviews, if you can convince them to maybe update their review to 5-star, yeah, that would be great because 4-star, it you know, it really did affect, you know, how Google ranked you.
Okay.
So,
all right. Well,
so we can bounce back. Okay, you're very welcome. So, yeah, we will continue to work on your account here. Zach, if you have any questions, just feel free to give us a call. We're available from 7 a.m. until 4 p.m. Pacific, Monday till Friday.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, really appreciate your time, though. You have a good one, and bye-bye for now, Zach.
Oh, thank you. Bye.
All right, you're welcome.